正道的主题是当预备迎接你的神，第六次讲要站立得稳。
The sermon topic is prepare to meet your God, part 6, stand firm.
各位慕道朋友弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters, friends.
我第一次同心祷告。
Let us pray.
真系天父，我真系同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, in one heart we give you thanks and praises.
你实在系嗰位明亮嘅神星。
Indeed, you are the bright morning star.
所以个世界里边实在各样，真系各样嘅黑暗，真系充满咗呢个世界。
In this world, where is darkness is filled with this world.
主，我哋真系感谢你，你冇将我哋撇下为孤儿。
Lord, we thank you that you does not abandon us as often.
主，你系我哋灯，你照亮我哋人生一生嘅道路。
And you guide us in all the ways of our life.
你都愿意对我哋说话，因为你嘅话就系脚前嘅灯，系路上嘅光。
You are willing to speak us because your word is a lamp to our feet and a light on our path.
只求你今日用你嘅话去对我哋说话。
Lord, speak to us with your words.
只求你嘅宝血洁净同埋我哋一切嘅过犯同埋罪孽。
Lord, cleanse us all our sins and transgressions with your precious blood.
让我可以得听到主你嘅话，而将你嘅话藏在我哋嘅心里边。
So that we hear your word and we hide them in our hearts.
我哋祷告祈求感谢，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition is the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在上一节的信息里面，我们看到以色列人在基比人的征战里面，他们失败了。
From the last message, we see that the Israelites fell in their battles with the Gibeon.
其实讲得准确的一点就是说，他们还没开始征战的时候已经失败了，因为他们被基比人欺骗。
To be more precise, they had already failed even before the battle began because they were deceived by the Gibeonites.
基比人欺骗佢哋，让佢哋以为征战唔存在。
The Gibeonites tricked them, making them believe that no battle exists.
呢个唔单止一个历史嘅故事，神将呢啲故事记载喺圣经里边，其实系有佢属灵嘅意义。
This is not just a historical story.God recorded these stories in the Bible for their spiritual significance.
因为撒旦其实也用同样的方法来欺骗我们。
Because Satan also uses similar tricks to deceive us.
我们看到大卫犯奸淫了，我们看到彼得不认主。
We see David committed adultery and we see Peter denied the Lord.
圣经告诉我们，是撒旦在背后试探他们，让他们犯罪。
The Bible tells us that it was Satan who tempted them in the background, causing them to sin.
在一个叫 Passion of Christ 的电影里面，我们看到一个人穿着黑袍，站在后面，这个人就是撒旦。
In the movie Passion of Christ, we see a person dressed in a black robe standing behind the scenes. This person is Satan.
如果当日大卫在露台看到拔士巴的时候，他又看到撒旦在旁边，我相信大卫会更加的警醒。
If on the day David had seen Satan standing next to him while he was on the roof and saw Bathsheba, I believe he would have been more vigilant.
同样，如果彼得在不认主之前，他见到撒旦站在那几个侍女的后边，我相信彼得就会想起主跟他讲过之前的说话。
Similarly, if beforeHe denied the Lord. Peter has seen Satan standing behind the maids. I believe he would have remembered what the Lord had previously told him.
我唔系故意讲一啲好可怕嘅气氛，因为保罗我哋讲过，我哋系与管辖这幽暗世界的以及天通属灵气嘅恶魔争战。
I'm not trying to create a fearful atmosphere. Paul also tells us that we are fighting against the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world.And against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
所以主耶稣基督提醒我们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ reminds us to watch and pray so we do not fall into temptation.
今天我们会从以色列人另一个征战的失败里面，我们看我们怎样的失败。
Today, we will look at another battle in which the Israel failed and see how, why they failed.
希望透过他们的失败，我们能够学习到教训，不至于重蹈覆辙。
I hope that we can learn lessons from their failures so that we do not repeat their mistakes.
在个争战里面，以色列人同艾城争战，他们以为一定可以打赢，但是没想到他们打输。
In this battle, the Israelites fought against the city of Ai. They thought they would surely win, but unexpectedly they lost.
他们失败的原因是因为他们当中有一个人叫亚干。
The reason for their defeat was because of a man among them named Achan.
亚干在耶利哥城的争战里面，他偷了一些东西，有当灭的物的罪。
Achan has stolen some items in the battle of Jericho, committed the sin of the devoted things.
结果整个以色列军队就在艾城争战里面失败了。
Therefore, the entire Israel army suffered a defeat at Ai.
所以今天为什么我们会在撒旦的试探面前，属灵争战里面失败呢？
Today, why would we fall before Satan's temptations and fall in the spiritual battles?
我们可能会想，因为我们对圣经的真理不足。
We might think it's because we do not know biblical truth enough.
所以我们又很喜欢去听道。
So we like to hear sermons.
我们上网听很多的信息。
We go online to listen to many messages.
我们也参加很多的查经班。
We also participate in multiple Bible study groups.
有时候我们听到一些很好的信息，我们觉得很好，很有帮助。
Sometimes we have heard some good messages and feel that they're really great and helpful.
但当试探又来的时候，我们又跌倒。
But when temptation comes again, we would stumble again.
以色列的历史告诉他们知道，我们不能够站稳，是因为有罪。
The history of Israel tells us that we cannot stand firm because we have sinned.
什么罪？
What sin?
就是有当灭的物的罪。
The sin of the things that devoted to destruction.
我们基督徒不是圣人，我们仍然会犯罪。
As Christian, we are not saints, so we will still sin.
但应该偶尔犯罪，不是常常犯罪，也不是重复的犯罪。
But it should be occasional sinning, not frequent or repetitive sinning.
所以如果我们发觉我们在试探的前面，我们站不稳，重复犯罪，我们要看深一点。
Therefore, if we find ourselves unable to stand firm before temptations and repeatedly sinning, we should look into it deeper.
是不是在我们的里面有某些的罪，我们仍然是未对付呢？
Is there any sins within us that we have not dealt with?
亚干将当灭的物收在地下里面，他以为只要没人知道就没问题。
Achan hid the devoted things underground and thought it would be fine as long as no one knew about it.
但是神说，你们中间有当灭的物，你们若不除掉，在仇敌面前必站立不住。
But God said, among you there are things devoted to destruction. You cannot stand against your enemies until you remove them.
所以我们可以继续去听信息，继续去参加聚会，继续去侍奉，继续去奉献。
So we can continue to listen to messages, continue to attend church gatherings, serve in church, and give offerings.
但如果我们里面有罪，我们要发觉我们在试探面前仍然站不稳，会跌倒。
But if we have sins within us, we will find that we are unable to stand firm against temptations, and we would stumble.
在以弗所书第六章，保罗说，我们需要穿戴神的全副军装去打仗。
In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says that we need to put on the full armor of God to fight.
什么真理大指束腰，公义护心镜遮胸，跟着拿着圣灵的宝剑，很多很多很多。
With the belt of truth buckled around waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, take the sword of the Spirit, and etc.
但是要注意，穿赴神的全副军装之前，第一件保罗讲的事就是要站稳了。
But please take note, before putting on the full armor, the first thing Paul said is to stand firm.
当日以色列的问题就是他们不能够站稳。
On that day, the problem with Israelites is that they could not stand firm.
他们失败的原因不是因为他们人数太少，他们力量不足，或者他们经验不够。
The reason why they were defeated in the battle is not because they were too few in number, neither because they were lacking in strength, nor because they lacked experience.
他们失败的原因是因为他们有罪，以致他们企不稳。
The reason for their failure is because they had sinned, so that they did not stand firm.
什么罪？
What sin?
就是有当灭的物的罪。
This is a sin of the devoted things.
我们要回到基础，我们要对付我们的罪。这个罪是神用指头指出来的。
We should return to the basics and we must deal with our sins. The sin is prompted by God with his finger.
神说，你们若不除掉这个罪，当灭的物的罪，在仇敌面前必站立不住。
God says, unless you remove this sin and sin of the devoted things, you will not be able to stand against your enemies.
从亚干身上，我们看到人只要犯第一个罪，第二个罪就会跟着来。
From Achan's example, we see that once a person commits the first sin, the second sin would follow.
我们看到亚干偷了一件美好的示罗衣服之后，他很自然就会偷银子。
We see Achan have stolen a beautiful robe from Babylonian. He then naturally went on to steal silver.
他偷了银子之后，很自然就会偷金子。
And after stealing silver, he naturally went on to steal gold.
所以罪会越犯越大，罪会越犯越多。
Thus, sin grows greater and grows multiplies.
就好像我们日常生活里面。
Just like in our daily life.
如果我们讲了第一次的大话，我们很自然会讲第二次的大话。
If we tell the first lie, it's very natural for us to tell the second one.
因为我们用第二次的大话 去掩饰我们第一次的大话。
Because we need to use the second lie to cover up the first one.
然后我们又会讲第三次的大话 去掩饰我们之前第二次的大话。
And then we will tell a third lie to cover up the previous lies.
所以魔鬼用尽所有方法去引诱我们犯罪。
So, devil Satan uses all sorts of methods to tempt us into sinning.
只要我们犯了第一个罪，我们就会发觉我们很难去抗拒撒旦接踵而来的试探和罪。
Once we have committed the first sin, we would find it very difficult to resist the subsequent temptations from Satan.
我们就会犯第二个罪，之后第三个罪。
We would commit the second sin and then the third sin.
从此我们发觉一个罪可以引发到其他的罪。
Moreover, we see that one sin can trigger other sins.
我们看到亚干偷了之物之后，他们又行诡诈，将那些东西 收起来。
We see that after Achan stole those items, he practiced deceit and intent to hide them.
最后我们看到亚干犯罪的结局就是，亚干的罪不单止伤害了自己。
In the end, we also see the ending of Achan's sinning. Achan's sin not only harmed himself.
亚干亦都伤害咗佢嘅家人，甚至乎整个以色列民族。
His sin also harmed his family and the entire nation of Israel.
例如，我都见过一啲破裂嘅婚姻，唔单止影响咗夫妻两个人，亦都影响到佢哋嘅儿女。
For example, we have seen some broken marriages that did not only affect the couple but also their children.
我曾經分享過，聽過一個從破碎家庭出嚟嘅年輕人，佢話 ：Life is tough.
As I shared before, that I once heard a young man from a broken family says, "Life is tough."
所以今日要學習第一，撒旦用咩嘅方法去試探我哋犯罪咧
？Today we will learn firstly by what means the Satan tempts us to sin.
第二，我哋如何嚟靠住羔羊嘅血喺撒旦面前能夠重新嘅站穩
？Secondly. How can we stand firm again against Satan by the blood of the Lamb?
第三，我们如何能够靠着羔羊的血能够胜过撒旦？
Thirdly, how can we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb?
第一，撒旦用什么方法来试探我们犯罪？
Firstly, by what means does Satan tempt us to sin?
撒旦用世界和世界上的事情去试探我们，去引诱我们犯罪。
Satan uses the world and the worldly things to tempt and lure us to sin.
Satan 要我们轻看犯罪的严重性。
He wants us to underestimate the severity of sin.
在约书亚记七章二十节，亚干说，我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神。
In Joshua chapter 7 verse 20, Achan says, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel.
亚干明明知道他所做的事情是得罪神的。
Achan clearly knew that what he did is a sin against God.
因為他知道神的吩咐是要要求他除滅耶利哥城裏面所有的東西。
Because he knew God's command was to destroy everything in Jericho.
他知道他所做的事情是錯的，但他仍然去做。
He knew what he was doing was wrong, but he still did it.
因為他以為一件衫無所謂，一件小小的罪無所謂。
Because he thought taking a robe is no big deal, a small sin is no big deal.
但在神的眼中，偷一百件衫是罪，偷一件衫都是罪。
But in God's eyes, stealing 100 garments is sin, and stealing 1 garment is also sin.
正如有人讲，白猫黑猫都是猫。
Just like someone says, both white cat and black cat are cats.
在神的眼中，罪就是罪。
In the sight of God, sin is sin.
而且撒旦欺骗我哋，让我哋以为犯罪冇所谓，只要冇人知道就得啦。
Moreover, Satan deceives us into thinking that sinning is no big deal as long as no one knows.
就好似亚干，佢以为将啲偷咗嘅衣服啊、银啊、金啊收埋喺帐幕下边之后，冇人知道就冇问题啦。
Just like Achan, he thought that if he hid all the stolen items, robe, silver, and gold in the ground inside his tent, it would be fine as long as no one knew about it.
似乎又好似真系冇问题，冇事发生，样样都好，神不知鬼不觉。
It seems as though really there was no problem, nothing had happened, and everything seems fine, leaving without a trace.
亚干继续过佢平常嘅生活。
Achan continued with his normal life.
呢个就系撒旦想我哋以为嘅。
That is what Satan wants us to think.
我哋以为犯少少嘅罪冇所谓，犯罪冇所谓，只要冇人知道就得啦。
We think committing a small sin is no big deal, sinning is no big deal as long as no one knows about it.
所以我哋认为讲大话冇所谓。
So we think lying is no big deal.
喺人背后批评人哋冇所谓。
Criticizing and judging others behind their backs is no big deal.
发脾气冇所谓。
Losing our temper is no big deal.
贪心冇所谓。
Being greedy is no big deal.
睇啲唔应该睇嘅冇所谓。
Looking at inappropriate things is no big deal.
亦都似乎真系冇所谓。
It really seems like no big deal.
就好似阿哥一样，冇事发生，样样都好。
Just like Achan, nothing happens, everything going smoothly.
我哋继续过我哋平常嘅生活，我哋继续去教会，继续侍奉，继续奉献。
We continue with our normal lives, continued going to church, continue serving in church, and continue giving offerings.
直到咩时候，我哋只会觉得有问题咧
？Until when do we realize there is a problem?
就系直到当一个好大嘅挑战出现嘅时候，呢个处境系超过咗我哋天然人嘅力量能够胜过嘅。
It is when a great challenge rises, a situation which is beyond our natural strength to overcome.
就好似直到艾城嘅争战，以色列人先至发觉佢哋系冇力量去胜过。
Just like when the battle of Ai came, the Israelites realized that they had no strength to triumph.
换句话讲，以色列人咧，艾城真正嘅失败系一个结果。
In other words, the Israelites' failure in the Battle of Ai is a result.
失败嘅原因系因为嗰个罪有当灭的物嘅罪。
The reason for the failure is the sin of the devoted things.
当日佢哋争战失败嗰个时候，约书亚同埋领袖佢哋撕裂衣服喺约柜面前俯伏在地话：哀哉主耶和华，为什么呢？
On the day when they lost the battle, Joshua and the leaders of Israel tore their clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord. Joshua said, "Alas, sovereign Lord, why?"
神回答俾佢哋回到问题嘅根源。
God answered them, directing them back to the root of the problem.
就好似喺澳洲，我哋有时候发觉我哋屋企嘅天花板上边有水印，我哋会点做？
It's like in Australia, sometimes we find water stains on our ceiling. What will we do?
我哋系咪就系去买罐油漆，跟住油翻个水印就算
？Will we just buy a can of paint to cover up the water stains?
我哋唔会噶。
We won't.
因为我哋知道天花板上面嘅水印只系一个结果嚟嘅啫。
Because we know the water stains on the ceilings are just an effect.
問題嘅根源係天花板上面屋頂有漏水。
The root cause is leaking in the roof。
佢有一次冬天嘅晚上，我瞓到半夜，忽然間聽到天花板上面有滴水嘅聲音。
I remember one winter night, while I was sleeping till midnight, I suddenly heard the sound of dripping water from the ceiling.
雖然已經是半夜又凍，但我仍然要爬上天花板上面去睇下邊度漏水，然後去制止呢個漏水嘅情況。
Even though it was in the middle of the night and it was cold, I still climbed up to the ceiling to see where about the leak was and try to stop it.
即使爬上屋頂的天花板裏面很污糟、很黑、很凍，又要很小心，但我們仍然立刻去處理這個問題。
Even though climbing onto the ceiling was dirty and it was dark and cold and requires extra caution, we should still deal with the leaking problem immediately.
這個就是神吩咐約沙去做，去找出這個罪，那個當滅的物。
This is what God instructs Joshua to do, to find out the sin, the devoted things.
那個令他們在仇敵面前企不穩的罪。
The sin that caused them unable to stand firm against their enemies.
那個令神不再與他們同在的罪。
The sin that caused God no longer be with them.
神也都憐憫他們，當約書亞求問神的時候，神讓他們知道。
In God's mercy, God showed them the way when Joshua went to inquire of him.
神用指头指出这个罪是什么?
God pointed out by his finger what that sin was.
在约书亚记七章十六到十八节，神就指头指出犹大支派、谢拉的宗族，然后按着加色的人丁一个一个的指，最后神指出亚干。
In Joshua chapter 7, verse 16 to 18, God uses his finger to identify the tribes of Judah, then the clan of the Zerahites, and then according to family by family, man by man, in the end, God pointed out on Achai.
同樣，為何我們會容易煩躁，容易常常發脾氣?
Likewise, why do we easily get irritable, lose our temper?
為何我們會不開心，會失去平安喜樂?
Why do we feel unhappy, lose peace and joy?
為何會不想讀經呢?
Why do we not want to read the Bible?
一定有原因。
There must be a reason.
我們學習好像約書亞一樣去求問神，求神去指出我們裡面那一個罪。
We need to learn from Joshua to inquire of God and seek his help in identifying the sin within us.
那個罪可能我們以為微不足道，是一些我們沒有注意的罪。
That sin might be something we think is insignificant and unnoticeable.
那個罪也可能我們已經知道多年，但我們一直都沒有去理會的罪。
Or it might be a sin we have known about for many years but have been ignoring.
或者我們不捨得放棄的罪。
Or perhaps it's a sin that we are reluctant to give up.
如果我們求問神的時候，我們可能會很驚訝的。
If we do inquire of God, we might be surprised.
我們可能會發覺那個令我們跌倒的罪似乎很少，甚至乎我們想都不會想到的罪。
We may find that the sin causing us stumble is something seemingly small and unexpected.
就像我翻過很多年前有一段時間，神從我生活裡面隱藏。
For example, as I shared before, that many years ago, for quite some time, God seemed to be hidden in my life.
我祈禱求神好多次問佢點解咁樣呢?
I prayed and asked God many times why.
直到一日佢讓我明白。
Until one day he made me understand.
因為當時幾個禮拜之前，我喺數要俾奉獻錢上邊，我數得太小心。
Because a few weeks earlier I was too meticulous about the money I was counting for my offering.
神喜歡我睇錢睇得重要過佢。
God was displeased.That I value money more than him.
所以我們要處理我們生命裡面那個罪。
Therefore, we must deal with the sin in our lives.
以色列的歷史告訴他們知道，如果我們不去處理這個罪的話，我們就沒有辦法在仇敵面前能夠站穩。
The history of Israel tells us that if we do not deal with that sin, we cannot stand firm against our enemies.
因為撒旦會來控告我們，神也都不跟我們同在。
Because Satan will accuse us and God will not be with us.
我們發覺我們神穿戴神的全副軍裝都沒有用，因為我們連第一步要站穩都未做到。
we will find that even wearing the full armor of God doesn't help because we cannot even take the first step to stand firm.
第二點就係我哋如何能夠靠住羔羊嘅血喺撒旦面前能夠重新嘅站穩呢
？Second point, how can we stand firm before Satan by the blood of the Lamb?
當大衛犯罪之後，我哋睇到佢喺詩篇五十一章四節，佢禱告話：我向你犯罪，唯獨得罪了你。
After David sinned, we see his response in Psalm chapter 51, verse 4. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们是犯罪得罪神。
When we commit sins, we sin against God.
所以我们需要做的事情就是去到神的面前立刻的认罪悔改。
Therefore, what we need to do is to come before God to confess and repent immediately.
在这里特别强调立刻这两个字，因为我们看到亚干的结局，这个结局是亚干他负担不起的结局。
Here, I emphasize immediately because we have seen the ending of Achan, which he could not bear.
因为我们看到亚干和他的家人都被石头钉死。
Because we see that Achan and his family were stoned dead.
我相信如果亚干在犯罪之后，他立刻向神认罪悔改的话，他的结局会完全不一样。
I believe should Achan had confessed and repented immediately after sinning, he would have a complete different ending.
另一个事情我们注意到就是亚干他只有认罪，但他没有悔改。
Another thing we notice is Achan only confessed his sin, but he did not repent.
他公开承认他实在得罪了神。
He publicly confessed and acknowledged that he has sinned against God.
他承认他做了这样做了那样。
He admitted that he did this and he did that.
他承认他看到一件 很漂亮的示罗衣服，200舍客勒银子，一条重50舍客的金子。
He acknowledged that he saw a beautiful robe and 200 shekels of silver and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels.
他承认他贪爱，他就拿了，而且将他收埋在帐篷的下面。
He admitted that he coveted them, so he took them and hid them in the ground inside his tent.
但最可惜的就是我们看不到他为到他所犯的罪有忧伤难过，他都没有悔改。
The most woeful thing is that we do not see him feeling sorrowful or remorseful for his sin, nor did he repent.
事实上，他承认他做的每个事情，只不过是因为他被捉到，被神的指头指出来。
As a matter of fact, he only confessed everything he had done because he was caught and pointed out by God.
我们看到直到他死，他都没有认罪悔改，都没有求神来宽恕他的罪。
We see that until his death, he did not repent nor seek God's forgiveness.
如果我们比较亚干和大卫，其实大卫犯的罪比亚干犯的罪更加严重，更加污秽。
In comparing Achan and David, we can see that David's sin was actually more severe and disgraceful.
亚干贪心，大卫都贪心。
Achan was greedy, and David was also greedy.
当神差派先知拿单去责怪大卫的时候，神话：我将你的主人的妻交在你的怀里，你若还以为不足。
When God sent the prophet Nathan to rebuke David, God said that I gave your master's wife into your arms. Or if this all had been too little, I would have given you even more.
亚干贪佢嘅财，大卫贪佢嘅色。
Achan coveted wealth, and David coveted a woman.
亚干偷，大卫都偷。
Achan stole, and David stole too.
亚干偷嘅财物，大卫偷嘅乌利亚嘅妻子。
Achan stole plunder, and David stole Uriah's wife.
最后，大卫甚至用诡计杀咗佢嘅丈夫。
In the end, David even used tricks to kill her husband.
所以如果我们比较亚干和大卫，其实大卫所做的比亚干更严重、更污秽。
So if comparing the two, David's actions were even more serious and wild.
但是亚干和大卫不同的地方就是大卫有忧伤难过，但是亚干没有。
But the difference between Achan and David is that David felt sad and sorrowful, but Achan did not.
大卫有悔改，亚干冇。
David repented, whereas Achan did not.
结局就系神赦免大卫嘅罪，神俾大卫有机会，但系亚干冇。
The ending is God forgave him, giving him a chance, but Achan did not.
所以今日如果我哋犯罪喺试探中跌倒嘅话，亚干嘅遭遇对我哋嚟讲系一个好好嘅警告。
So today, if we sin and stumble in temptation, Achan's experience has given us a stern warning.
当我哋犯罪嘅时候，我哋需要立刻嘅喺神面前认罪悔改。
When we sin, we need to immediately confess and repent before God.
求神用羔羊嘅血去洗净我哋一切嘅罪，神就赦免我哋。
Ask Him to cleanse us with the blood of the Lamb, and God will forgive us.
罗马书八章33-34节话：谁能控告神所拣选嘅人呢？有神称他为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Romans chapter 8 verse 33-34 says this: Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus who died. More than that,who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us.
因着羔羊的血，神话冇人，甚至乎撒旦能够控告我哋，能够定我哋嘅罪。
Because of the blood of the Lamb, God said no one, not even Satan, can accuse us or condemn us.
所以靠住羔羊嘅血，我哋能够勇敢重新嘅喺撒旦面前能够站稳。
Therefore, by the blood of the Lamb, we can once again with great courage stand firm against Satan.
但有时候我哋会觉得，即使我哋已经真嘅认罪悔改啦，但我仍然觉得我哋里边好伪。
But sometimes we feel that even after we have sincerely confessed our sins and repented, we still feel filthiness within us.
我哋仍然觉得自己好软弱、好坏、好冇力量、好冇盼望。
We continue to feel that we are weak, we are very bad, we are powerless and hopeless.
呢个系因为我哋未有完全嘅明白羔羊嘅血嘅功效。
This is because we have not fully understood the effect of the blood of the Lamb.
我哋仍用感觉，以致我哋又再落入撒旦嘅控告里面。
We are still relying on our feelings, so we are likely fall back into Satan's accusations.
如果我哋真嘅彻底嘅为到我哋每一个罪喺神面前认罪悔改嘅话，我哋就已经同基督和好啦。
If we truly and thoroughly confess each and every sin and repent before God, we are reconciled with Christ.
而且唔单止和好，我哋喺神嘅眼中已经成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
Not only are we reconciled.But also in God's sight, we have become holy, without blemish, and free from accusation.
我哋读一次经文，喺哥罗西书一章22节。
Let's read Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22 together.
但如今他藉着基督的肉身受死，叫你们以自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。把你们引到自己面前。
But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
我们需要记住这十二个字，成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
We ought to remember these 12 words, holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
呢十二个字亦都系主喺尼加浪子庇里边话俾我哋知道嘅。
These 12 words are also taught by the Lord in the parables of the lost son。
喺路加福音15章，当尼加浪子决定翻屋企求佢父亲原谅嘅时候
，In the book of Luke chapter 15, when the prodigal son decided to return home and ask for his father's forgiveness。
在路加福音15:20，讲到相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Luke chapter 15 verse 20 says this, "But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him."
这个父亲不单止原谅了他的儿子，他这个父亲更加向前跨上一步。
This father not only forgave his son, but also took a step further.
我们可以想象，如果我们的配偶或者儿女得罪我们，我们可能会，我们会原谅他们。
We can imagine if our spouse or children wronged against us, we might forgive them.
但我们能不能够立刻的跑去抱住他的颈项，连连的与他亲嘴？
But can we immediately run to embrace them and kiss them?
可能做不到，因为我们里面的伤害还在这里。
Perhaps not, because the hurt inside us is still there.
跑去抱着，连连亲嘴，在父亲的眼里面，这个仔是没有瑕疵，无可责备。
Ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. Tells us that in father's eyes,This son is without blemish and free from accusation.
圣洁不是讲到已经完美，而是讲到我们被分别出来，我们属于神。
Holy does not mean we have been perfect. Rather, it is said that we are set apart and are of God.
在路加福音十五章二十四节，这个父亲说：我这个儿子。
In Luke chapter 15 verse 24, the father says, This son of mine.
这个儿子不是普通的一个儿子， NIV 的翻译就是说 This son of mine 是属于他的。
This son is not just an ordinary son. In the NIV translation it says the son of mine, meaning belonging to him.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，我们要立刻去到神的面前认罪悔改，求神用羔羊的宝血去洗净我们一切的罪。
Therefore, when we sin, we must immediately come before God to confess and repent, asking Him to cleanse us from all our sins with the blood of the Lamb.
当我们这样做的时候，神不单止赦免我们。
When we do this, God not only will forgive us,
而且在神的眼中，我们都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
But we also see us as holy, without blemish, and free from accusation.
或者我们能够再一次的能够重新的站稳，因为撒旦也都不能够控告我们。
Also, we can once again stand firm, because even Satan cannot accuse us.
第三点就是我们如何能够靠着羔羊的血能够胜过撒旦呢？
Thirdly, how can we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb?
神赐俾我哋羔羊嘅血，唔单止系唔系消极嘅、悲观嘅，当我哋犯罪嘅时候，只系用啲羔血嚟洗净我哋嘅罪。
God giving us the blood of the Lamb is not just a passive and pessimistic remedy to cleanse our sins after we have sinned。
就好似我哋手脚撞到啦、受伤，我哋攞啲药膏擦一擦，觉得舒服一啲。
Like when we bruised our hands and feet and got injured, we may apply ointment for some temporary relief.
羔羊的血還另外有一個更加積極的目的。
The blood of the lamb serves another more positive purpose.
就是它為我們開了一條又新又活的路。
That is, it opened a new and living way for us.
這條路是從幔子經過直到至聖所。
This way leads through the curtain into the most holy place.
所以当我们基督徒再一次被撒旦试探跌倒的时候，
Therefore, when we Christians face Satan's temptations again and when we stumble,
当我们觉得我们没有希望，觉得 depressed, 没有出路的时候，
When we feel helpless, hopeless and depressed and no way out,
我们记得我们基督徒永远有路。
We must remember that we Christians always have a way.
这条路就是主耶稣基督用的血，羔羊的血，为我们开的一条又新又活的路。
This way was opened for us by our Lord Jesus Christ through his blood, the blood of the Lamb.
我们一起读出希伯来书十章十九到二十节。
Let us read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 20.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所， 是藉着他給我們開了一條又新又活的路，從幔子經過，這幔子就是他的身體。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body.
神話俾我知道，我哋基督徒永遠有路。
God tells us that we Christians always have a way.
呢條路係一條又新又活嘅路。
This way is a new and living way.
呢條路直去到至聖所。
This way leads directly into the most holy place.
喺聖所裏邊有神嘅同在、神嘅恩典、神嘅能力。
Where there is God's presence, His grace and His power.
我哋都睇過一啲嘅動作電影。
Just like some action movies we have watched.
當個主角被打到遍體鱗傷冇辦法嘅時候，佢就去到個軍火庫裏邊。
When the main character is beaten bread and brew and seemingly out of options, they would find their way to a weapon room.
佢裏邊有各樣嘅武器，個主角就喺呢度攞個武器，嗰邊攞個武器。
There were various weapons, and the main character would pick up weapons here and there.
然後攞住一身嘅武器出嚟，就打敗所有嘅敵人。
After gearing up, he would then go out and defeat all the enemies.
呢個就係情況，就好似我哋從前學到嘅約拿。
This situation is similar to what we learned about Jonah in the past.
神差約拿去尼尼微，但係約拿唔想去。
God sent Jonah to Nineveh, but Jonah did not want to go.
他違命，神差他去東邊走，他就偏偏向西邊走。
He disobeyed God's command. God sent him to the east, but he chose to head the west.
約拿寧願被丟到海裡面，他都不要聽神的話去尼尼微。
Jonah would rather be thrown into the sea than obey God and go to Nineveh.
我睇到約拿嘅反叛、剛硬、冇愛心。
We have seen Jonah's rebellion, hardened heart, and unloving.
咁約拿係點樣樣被改變？最後甚至向尼尼微嘅人成為一個神蹟咧。
How was Jonah changed and eventually becoming a miracle to the people of Nineveh?
在約拿書二章七節，當他在深海魚的肚腹裏面的時候，約拿說：我的禱告進入你的聖殿，達到你的面前。
In Jonah chapter 2 verse 7, when he was in the belly of the fish, in the depths of the sea, Jonah said, When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you.
當約拿透過禱告去到神的面前之後，約拿被改變。
After Jonah came into God's presence through prayer, he was transformed.
他有力量去做他以前靠自己力量做唔到嘅事情。
He gained the strength to do what he previously could not do on his own strength.
所以當神第一次吩咐約拿去尼尼微嘅時候，約拿立刻就去。
Therefore, when God instructed Jonah a second time to go to Nineveh, Jonah went immediately.
雖然他仍然不喜歡尼尼微人，因為尼尼微人是以色列人的仇敵。
Although he still didn't like the people of Nineveh who were enemies of Israel.
但是約拿忠心地完成了神給他的使命和托付。
Jonah faithfully completed the mission God entrusted to him.
啟示錄十二章十一節，我們今天的金句，弟兄勝過他，是因羔羊的血和自己所見證的道。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, this week's Bible verse says, They triumphed over him by the blood of Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
約拿向尼尼微人成了一個神蹟，就是見證的道。
Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, which is word of their testimony.
所以羔羊的血不是消極的洗淨我們的罪，羔羊的血更是積極的將我們帶到去神的面前。
Therefore, the blood of the Lamb does not just passively cleanse us from our sins, it also proactively brings us into God's presence.
在神的面前，我們得到恩惠、憐恤、幫助、力量。
When we come before God, we receive grace and mercy, receive help and strength.
所以我們基督徒，即使我覺得我們怎樣的軟弱，跌得有多嚴重，甚至乎跌倒多少次，我哋基督徒永遠有路。
So as Christians, no matter how weak we feel we are, how badly we have fallen, and how many times we have stumbled, we Christians always have a way out.
这条路带地去到神的面前。
This way leads us into God's presence.
同样，当我们每日生活里面，我们重担太多，压力太大，我们要透过羔羊的血，我们去到神的面前。
Similarly, in our everyday life, when we are burdened with too many responsibilities and overwhelming stress, we can come into God's presence through the blood of the Lamb.
当我们每日工作太忙，钉栏都逼紧，又瞓唔着觉，我哋透过羔羊嘅血去到神嘅面前。
When work is too busy, deadlines are approaching, and we could not sleep, we can come into God's presence through the blood of the Lamb.
当我们人际关系里面，我们受气，觉得委屈，我们透过羔羊的血，我们去到神的面前。
When interpersonal relationship makes us feel being wronged, causing frustration, let us come into God's presence through the blood of the Lamb.
任何环境、任何时候、任何需要，透过羔羊的血，我们都可以去到神的面前。
In any circumstances, at any time, wherever need, we can always come into God's presence through the blood of the Lamb.
每一个人去到神嘅面前唔经历改变。
No one who comes to God's presence remains unchanged.
我睇到出埃及记里边嘅摩西，当摩西从西奈山落嚟嘅时候，因为神同佢讲嘅说话，摩西嘅面皮就发光。
As we see in the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 29, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, after speaking with the Lord, his face was radiant.
同样，当我们透过羔羊的血去到神的面前，我们一定经历改变。
Likewise, when we come into God's presence through the blood of the Lamb, we will surely experience transformation.
而且我们周围的人一定看到不一样。
And those around us will surely see the difference.
所以当日摩西面皮发光，虽然他自己不知道，但他身边的人都看到。
Just as on that day, people around Moses were able to see the radiance of on Moses' face, even though he himself was unaware of it.
总结今日的信息。
To conclude today's message.
以色列人征战失败的原因是因为他们有当灭敌物的罪。
The reason behind Israel's defeat in the battle is the sin of keeping the devoted things.
同样，当我们里面有未处理的罪的话，我们就不能够过一个得胜的生活。
Likewise, if we have sins within us, we have not been dealt with, we won't be able to live a victorious life.
但即使我们怎么软弱、失败，觉得没有希望、没有出路。
However, no matter how weak, defeated, hopeless, and no way out we may feel,
我们要记得我们基督徒永远有路，一条又新又活的路。
We must remember that as Christians, we always have a way, a new and living way.
这条路是神用羔羊的血为我们开的。
This way was opened for us by God through the blood of the Lamb.
因为羔羊的血，神赦免我们一切的罪，以致我们能够可以重新的站稳。
Because of the Lamb's blood, God forgives all our sins so that we can stand firm once again.
同埋因着羔羊嘅血，我哋可以去到神嘅面前，支取救恩嘅恩典。
Through the blood of the Lamb, we can come into God's presence and receive sufficient grace.
靠住神赐嘅恩典，我哋能够胜过仇敌。
With God's grace, we can triumph over the enemies.
即系神同保罗讲：我嘅恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Just as God said to Paul.My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
乌克兰和苏联已经打了超过两年的仗。
The war between Ukraine and Russia has been ongoing for over 2 years.
什么武器都用过，但是都分不出一个胜负。
Both sides have tried to use all kinds of weapons, but unable to tell who is winning.
最近听到北韩将一些武器提供给苏联。
Recently, there have been reports that North Korea is supplying their weapons to Russia.
他的武器从前没有机会用过，正好今次拿来试一下。
Their weapons had no chance to test in the past, so they can now have the opportunity to try it.
乌克兰亦都求其他西方国家去俾一啲新嘅先进嘅武器俾佢哋。
Ukraine also requested Western countries for some advanced weapons.
今日我哋同撒旦征战，我哋唔需要有新嘅武器。
Today, when facing a spiritual battle against Satan, we do not need new weapons.
我哋都唔需要求神赐俾我哋更多嘅武器。
Or ask God for more weapons.
因为神早喺二千年前已经赐俾我哋一个必胜嘅武器——羔羊嘅血。
Because God already provided with a sure win weapon over 2,000 years ago, the blood of the Lamb.
今日我哋得胜嘅关键系在于我哋认识羔羊嘅血，同埋使用羔羊嘅血。
Today, the key to our victory lies in understanding the blood of the Lamb and using the blood of the Lamb.
因为弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
Because they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
我们唱回应诗歌，今有一处流血之泉。
Now let's sing, responding hymn, there is a fountain filled with blood.
Thank you.
us pray.
親天父，或者同心感謝讚美你。
Heavenly Father, in one heart we give thanks and praise to you.
主，感謝你賜給我們羔羊的血。
Lord, thank you for giving us the blood of the Lamb.
主，我們每次想到羔羊的血的時候，就看到主你愛我們。
Every time when we think of the Lamb of the blood of Lamb, we think of your love.
你在十字架上為我們舍己，流出你的血。
You give up yourself on the cross and shed your blood.
主，你流出的血，為的就是要塗抹我們一切的過犯和罪。
You shed your blood is want to cleanse all our sins and transgressions.
為的就是我們能夠在你面前重新的能夠成為聖潔，沒有瑕疵，無可責備。
For we can become holy in your sight and blameless and free from accusations. For the purpose that we can come to your throne of grace. So that we can find mercy and receive help at every present time.
主啊，求你开我哋眼睛，让我哋明白认识羔羊嘅血嘅功效。
Lord, open our eyes so that we can understand and know the effect of the blood of Lamb.
让我哋能常常靠住羔羊嘅血，使我哋能够嚟到你嘅近前。
And through the blood of the Lamb, we can come before you constantly.
让我哋能靠住羔羊嘅血去胜过仇敌一切嘅攻击同埋试探。
By the blood of the Lamb, we can overcome Satan's temptations.
让我们能有一个得胜并且有得胜有余的生活。
So that we can live a victory life and victory upon victory.
能够将一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
And we ascribe all the praises and thanksgiving to you.
我们祷告祈求感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition is the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.